This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, man, so I really have to give you the news. I was just going to do commentary all day. Gosh, I got a lot to talk about, but I got to give you guys the news. I'll give you guys the news. Thank you for joining us. Everybody's kind of stretching out. Finally got a good night's sleep because a little snappy boom. My new kitten, the newest, animal to our family, and we really got too many animals, honestly. You know, between the dog and the four cats, I think I'm done. No more adopting. But I finally got a good night's sleep, so I'm ready to go. I am fired up. Unfortunately, we have a pretty scary case here. 33 people have been sickened in an apparent mass drugger overdose in New York City. They say the scene looks like something from The Walking Dead. And it is now sparking warnings from police and health officials about the dangers of using spice or K2, which is synthetic marijuana. We're going to talk about that. Marijuana is being legalized and, you know, people are supposed to be having easier access to marijuana. Not sure why we have to have the fake stuff. For those of you who drink beer, we're being told that beer may actually help prevent cancer because the extract hops activates a chemical in cells that prevents breast tumors. I don't like the taste of beer, but I have no problem soaking my bra in it if it's going to prevent breast cancer because I'm really scared of that. There are people out there called mosquito hunters, and these are people who are spending their days, all right, figuring out how to hunt down mosquitoes to brace for Zika. We'll talk about that. I know they have to have some real good eyesight to be able to do that. Then male circumcision. All right, back in the news. There's been a lot of controversy about it, but we have a new study saying male circumcision and HIV antiretroviral drugs have significantly reduced new infections and take a lot of credit for lowering the incidence of HIV. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how many people are still having condomless sex while on the HIV medication Truvada. Is it protecting them enough? A lot of you are worried about blood pressure, and you don't like your blood pressure medication. Blood pressure medication can make you dizzy. It can maybe cause impotence. You don't like having to go to the doctor to get your blood pressure checked with your medical provider, and you can't stand paying the copays. Well, a study has come out saying dietary mineral magnesium, meaning, you know, the magnesium you can get in, you know, supplement form, can actually help lower blood pressure. I've been telling people for years to increase their magnesium intake and take their vitamins and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Nobody listens. All of a sudden, somebody comes up with a story about magnesium. All of a sudden, it's news. It's not news. This has been around for a while. Please. And then let me see here. All right, this is very, very interesting. Remember years ago we talked about how the public option is not gone for good, but it's lurking, all right, and it's waiting for the time to come out? Well, President Obama has resurfaced the public option, and we'll talk about why that's a great idea or why it's a horrible idea. Meanwhile, a study has come out finding that medical marijuana has saved Medicare $165 million in 2013. Really? Medical marijuana has saved Medicare $165 million. Going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very busy day in the Dr. Dahlia Show. You see, I have to do my commentary. I need to do commentary. But we're never too busy, of course, to take your calls, your comments, your questions, and your no criticisms, your compliments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But really quickly, well, we're on day seven of Pokemon Go? We're being now asked by officials at the Holocaust Museum and Poland's Auschwitz Memorial. They're asking Pokemon Go maker Niantic to maybe take their sights off the locations where players can hunt for the Pokemon creatures. Apparently, the app is bringing people into the Holocaust Museum and Poland's Auschwitz, and I'm not sure what is being roared or hollered while they are playing their game, but I would just say places such as that, probably not a good idea, okay? There's also been a lot of warnings from law enforcement to not trespass government property when you are trying to reach your Pokemon. I don't know what you guys are doing. Are you trying to eat the Pokemon? Are you trying to step on it? What do you throw? You're supposed to throw something on Pokemon Go. Tom, have you played Pokemon Go yet? Because I really don't know what the heck's going on. Maybe I'm too old.
I only played the original Pokemon, and that was you throw a Pokeball at, you collect them, you hunt them, and you collect them, and you keep making candies out of them. I assume you're grinding up the Pokemon and making candies out of them to feed to other Pokemon.
Does the Pokemon bleed? I mean, this sounds pretty violent to me. So you're hunting them down. What weapon?
I'm making up the grinding up. There's a trade system where you collect them, and the more you collect them, you can trade them in and get points or candies so you can upgrade your Pokemon and they can evolve. At least that's the theory behind the game.
And my guess is these Pokemon have an affinity towards Holocaust memorials because I guess people are going to Holocaust museums and, okay.
There are ghost Pokemon out there, so, I mean.
You wonder. Apparently there's this big, kind of research cyberspace pool of minds trying to figure out why this Pokemon Go is so big. And, we do it to ourselves. I think we made it bigger than it was. And I think nobody was playing it. Here's my problem, okay? I'm fighting being middle-aged. I am now officially middle-aged. I mean, once you hit your mid-40s and it's, wow. Okay. And so, to me, when I was younger, I'm like, well, I am never going to appear older than I am because I'm always going to be up with the times. Okay, I mean, I'm never going to be the person in the room going, huh, who's Taylor Swift? Okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be always up on everything. You know, and it shows that you're hip and you're cool and you're, you know, in it, with it. Although, staying hip and cool really aged me as, groovy. I'm very groovy. And I'm foxy. And I'm totally tubular. So all of a sudden, something like this comes out and nobody wants to be left out. Nobody wants to feel old. So everybody's like, yeah, I play Pokemon Go, so I'm cool. Date me. Maybe that's what's going on. This amoeba scare is scaring the heck out of me. And we're going to have, again, our microbiology guru on with us, Dr. Karen Deuce. Join us. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today.
complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price. Until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
You bet I do. All right, well, we have to. Somebody has to. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not firing me yet, and big thanks to Tom. I'm sorry for, you know, having the show reach out as far as it does. And big thanks to, sorry, Freudian slip. And big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. I really messed up that intro. Really quickly here, the Oklahoma State Department of Health is warning swimmers about a rare fatal disease lurking in the Oklahoma bodies of water, and this disease is called the primary amoeba meningocephalitis, or PAM, and it's brought on by an amoeba, which is naturally occurring in freshwater ecosystems. Back again, and I am so glad that she is here with us, because when it comes to amoebas, which is my favorite microbe, I know very little about amoebas. And even though I was going to name one of my kids amoeba, because I just love that name, one was going to be amoeba, the other was going to be paramecium. Here to make heads or tails of what's going on is Dr. Karen Deuce. She is, and I apologize, I don't have my, Dr. Karen Deuce is a colleague of mine, and I believe it's associate professor of the microbiology and immunology. Did I mess that up?
No, that's right.
Okay, good. Associate professor. Good. Okay, yeah. So basically, she's higher ranking than I am, which is why we had her on the show. I think everybody's higher ranking than I am. Thank you, Dr. Deuce, for joining us. I appreciate this.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. So these amoebas, they're pretty scary. Tell us about them.
Yeah. So basically, they are known as the brain-eating amoeba. So, you know, if I was writing, you know, one of the new zombie apocalypse novels,
yeah,
this would definitely be right. The guy to use, right?
Yeah.
So amoebas are really interesting little single-celled organisms. So to know what they look like, so if you took an egg and you popped it in the pan like you're going to fry it, mm-hmm, and you know how it kind of just spreads all over the place, right?
Right, right.
And then there's that big yellow yolk. Well, if that yolk was like gray, and rather than just like spreading, it started moving across your pan. Now, if you decrease the size to, like, you know, the size of one of your own cells, that would be an amoeba.
Mm.
And they have an interesting lifestyle, so they insist when they don't like where they're living and that, you know, conditions aren't great. And then they can make this thing called a trophozoite, which is basically the part that replicates. So amoebas, they exist, they become, you know, they break out of their cyst, and then they are trophozoites, and then they replicate a little bit, and then they swim around the water and gobble bacteria, and then they form amoebae. More than one amoeba is an amoebae.
That's the plural of amoeba. I thought it was amoebae.
Yeah.
Amoebae. That's
yeah.
Very good. That sounds like a Pokemon character.
Yeah. I know it doesn't.
Yeah.
Oh, check your cell phone.
Yeah, I know.
So, and then if you happen to be swimming, so they like fresh water, and they like really warm fresh water, so hot springs, and then in the summertime, you know, the lakes get a little warm, and then they're really happy. There's lots of, you know, things to eat, and they're swimming around, and then if you go swimming and you get water up your nose,
mm-hmm,
these little guys will crawl up your nose, and then they will go into your olfactory nerve, which is a gigantic nerve which hooks up, you know, so you can smell things, hooks up to your brain, and they will climb into your brain through your olfactory nerve, and then they will start eating your brain.
Scary stuff.
So,
well, now, very interesting. So with the olfactory nerve, will it attack the nerve first, and can we say one presenting symptom would be anosmia or lack of smell, or will it just use that as a pathway and bypass it and just go straight to the meninges and...
No. Yeah, they're small enough so that the nerve doesn't really, the nerve doesn't notice them. They don't eat the nerve. They go in and they, like, you know, the good gray stuff.
And also, by the time something like that manifests, it's already infected. I mean, how many days does it really take from you swimming to and getting it up into your nose? Or neti potting, which, remember, that happened a few years back where somebody neti potted using tap water.
Happened. Right. Yeah. I think it's like a week or so.
Yeah, no.
So,
yeah, no. I don't see anything definitive. Yeah, out there either on that.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the symptoms are just like other bacterial meningoencephalitis types of things, and so you really can't tell as a physician what this person has. What you have to do is ask them: have you been swimming in, especially if it's July, August, September, right? Have you been swimming in fresh water?
Right.
And that can be key. Or have you been using your neti pot to flush out your sinuses without boiling the water for 10 minutes first?
Right, right.
Because sometimes tap water can have these guys in it too, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really rare. Like it's very, very, very rare. Like, you know, since, I don't know, for the last 50 years, there's maybe been, you know, 60, 80 infections. You know, it's not like every time you jump in the water, you're going to get this thing.
Yeah, and when you look at the millions of people that are, you know, swimming this time of year.
Exactly.
For those of you joining us, we're talking to Dr. Karin Deuce, Associate Professor of Basic Sciences of Microbiology and Immunology at Toro University, Nevada, where we both teach. So, you know, Dr. Deuce, there's no treatment for this. So I, you know, there have been some people
actually,
that have lived.
Is.
Oh, there is?
Is
oh, lay it on us.
Yes.
Okay. Lay it on us.
The CDC tells me that there is a new drug that they're using. They started using it as an investigational drug for another parasite, leishmaniasis, leishmania. But it also works against what they call free-living amoeba, which is what this Naegleria fowleri is. And it's called, where is it, miltefosine? I'm obviously not a pharmacist.
No, you're right. You're right. I have seen it. You're right. Yeah.
Investigational drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get it. Actually, as a physician, you can ask the CDC for it directly if you have a patient that you suspect is infected with this thing. They've actually had two survivors. First time anybody's ever survived. It's usually, like, fatal.
Yeah, because, again, by the time anybody realizes what's going on, it's already caused brain damage.
Right, exactly. And severe inflammation of the brain. And so, yeah, so you're doomed usually up until now. If you got this thing now, there's actually seems to be a potential treatment. So
oh, thank God.
Survivors, that's very, very good.
Yeah. And it's just one of those things.
It's spreading. Yeah.
You know, people say, you know, gosh, Dahlia, everyone in the media over, you know, hyperboles and, you know, exaggerates
right.
the risk. You have flesh-eating bacteria of the skin. You got these brain-eating amoebas. But the thing is you know, we're not trying to, you know, entertain anybody or we aren't trying to make a movie or a Pokemon game, which, by the way, I did want to make a video game years ago where you sit there and try to blast amoeba and paramecium and bacteria. I think it'd be pretty fun. I mean, Pokemon to me gets boring after a while, but I think blasting amoeba would work, but that's neither here nor there. These things, this is exactly what it does. It munches on the brain or your flesh-eating bacteria. Yeah. That's what it does. It eats away, and so we can't describe it any other way. I mean, we're not going to kit and glove it.
Right. Yeah, and unfortunately, like I said, it likes warm water, and you know things are getting warmer, and so now places normally this was found in the southern tier of the United States and Australia. I think the very first case was in Australia back in like 1961.
Wow.
And so it's in fresh hot water globally, but it's now moving north. So they've actually had a case or two in Minnesota, which is like you know really cold. That's where I grew up.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's good. That's where GCN Network is based at. Yeah, GCN Network is based out of here. So this is good. Yeah, well, you get to fly fish.
Yes, going swimming again.
Yeah. Yeah. I live in Karin, Dr. Deuce, and I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, I mean, it is hotter than hot. But what's always kind of surprised me, not that you're a geologist by any means, but it always surprised me that as hot as it is out here, even hotter temperatures than the South, our water gets cold. I was scuba diving in Lake Mead. I had to wear a wetsuit. It was cold. It was like 63 degrees.
Wow. I had no idea.
I don't get that. And so a lot of people in Vegas are like, well, we don't have to worry because the water is too cold. It's usually water that's 80 degree temperature, correct?
Yeah, 80 or more. So the hot springs are really dangerous. They will definitely have this guy in them. In fact,
I think
some of the hot springs around the Lake Mead area actually have little warning signs.
Oh, do they? Okay. All right, good. Well, then I won't. Yeah. And I kind of have a large nose, so I got a real huge pathway, and I'm pretty nervous about that. So, prevention, we could do nose plugs, and what other things would you suggest?
Exactly. Yeah, just, you know, if you're going to use a neti pot or, you know, flush out your sinuses, which is very helpful when you have a cold, just make sure that the water has been boiled. You boil the water first. Okay. And
absolutely.
Then you can also get these little salt packet things to put in there, but boil the water first because
no, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or just use distilled water or, you know, Aquafina.
Right.
Voss. You can neti pot with some Voss if you got the money. I love that water. I just wish it wasn't so expensive. Dr. Deuce, always a pleasure having you and your microbiology and immunology expertise on. Appreciate it. Can't wait to have you back again. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. It was a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Let's talk about this spice and how 33 people have gotten sick from it in New York City. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Sorry, I had to wet my whistle. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just downloaded the Pokemon Go. They asked my birthday. So, you know, my birthday is June 16, you know, 1995. And, okay, they didn't buy that. at all. And now they want my Google account password, and I honestly, I don't know what my Google account is. I know my email, and I don't want them to access my email. And I'm sorry, it's just, I need to get on Pokemon Go so I know what the heck you guys are all doing. So I can't, I don't know my Google account password. That's the problem. I got so many accounts, I don't know what I'm doing. But I promise I'll be there. I mean, do I get to play with everybody? If I get to play with, you know, my listeners while on the show, I'll get fired. Don't tell GCN. But now I'll figure that out. I got to figure it out on break. I'm about to get a message from management going, wait a second here. You're not supposed to be playing video games when you're supposed to be on air. Look, this is research. I am researching my next story. Listen, the Dr. Dahlia news team, and I don't really mean to insult, you know, anybody or to criticize my team, but honestly, the Dr. Dahlia news team really stinks. I mean, there are a bunch of, you know, slackers that, you know, just sit in a room and they do nothing. They're probably playing Pokemon Go. I do not have a very viable, competent news team. I mean, they're a bunch of goofballs and, they, you know, come on, guys. You know, give me some news. So anyways, I usually have to do most of my own prep. Anyway, 33 people have been sickened in an apparent mass drug overdose in New York City. So police and health officials are now warning all of us about the dangers of using spice or K2, which is synthetic marijuana. Calls started coming in yesterday morning that numerous people appear to be overdosing in the Bedford Stuyvesant neighborhood of Brooklyn. I apologize for mispronouncing it. I should have a very good pronunciation of most Brooklyn neighborhoods, but I don't. Bedford Stuyvesant. Stuyvesant. All right, sorry. Witnesses reported seeing victims lying on the sidewalk, shaking, and leaning against trees and fire hydrants. They said it was a scene from The Walking Dead. 33 people were taken to area hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. It was not immediately clear what drugs the victims had ingested, but police said some of the victims had been smoking K2. Dennis Gonzalez of Bushwick told WNBC that K2 use in that part of Brooklyn is out of control. He says it's gotten out of hand. They even sleep in the street. We have to walk around them. It's just too much to keep under control. Now, the health department issued a statement Tuesday saying it recorded a spike in K2-related emergency room visits connected to the incident in Brooklyn. The department said it's investigating and monitoring emergency rooms across the city. They're reminding New Yorkers that, New Yorkers, that K2 is extremely dangerous. The city's public awareness efforts and aggressive enforcement actions over the past year have contributed to a significant decline in ER visits related to K2. Though K2 affects the same area of the brain as marijuana, it contains chemicals that are synthetic. These are chemicals made in laboratories, and then they spray these onto dry leaves. These chemicals are not derived from a marijuana plant. I mean, isn't that crazy that we're sitting here talking about what is good marijuana and safe marijuana? I never thought I would be having a conversation like that, you know, in my career, and we are. So, I mean, basically, if you're going to smoke marijuana, they're recommending you smoke, well, I don't know if we have an actual official recommendation, but don't do the fake stuff, do the real stuff. Crazy what people will do to get high. Now, what can this do? It could cause anxiety, confusion, paranoia, hallucinations, rapid heart rate, vomiting, fainting, kidney failure, reduce blood supply to the heart. Now, the production and sale of this was outlawed in New York City last year in October 2015. Very interesting. I'm looking at a map right now. The Poison Center calls for the synthetic cannabinoid, so basically for K2. And you are looking at New York being one of the highest, Mississippi, then Texas, Minnesota, Arizona, and then you start seeing California and Florida and Virginia. I mean, but this is pretty significant. So in New York City, there were 1,729 calls for last year for spice. California, 112, Arizona, 202, Texas, 673. And, I'm not sure what the attraction is. I don't know what the high from that is supposed to be. I almost wish they let us do that in medical school. And I'm not saying this because I wanted to experiment with drugs. By any means, I didn't. You know, I mean, I don't really have a lot of gifts. So the one gift I have is my brain. And I didn't want anything messing with that because that was the only reason why I got into medical school, okay? You know, you'd think it would be because of my personality, I sincerely doubt it, okay? I think it's because I had good grades, and they're like, you know what, we'll let this slide, let her go. So I was able to. Same thing with radio. You know, it's not my looks that got me this job, okay? You know, yeah, so, yeah, I don't want anything to alter my brain. I want to know that I have full control of my brain. It's one of my biggest fears in life, that I'm going to lose control. And so that's why I don't like to get drunk or, you know, or high. But, you know, it was very, very interesting, and I've told you guys about this. When you're a medical student, you know, and you know you're in your 20s, and you're hearing about cocaine and meth, ecstasy wasn't, I believe, out at the time, and the date rape drugs, that wasn't popular at the time. So it was, you know, the basic LSD. We learned a lot about LSD and, you know, mushrooms and you know, a lot of the 60s type drugs. That we learned, you know, very thoroughly. And, you know, you're like, okay, so, you know, people take them, they get high, they get addicted, and, you know, we got to deal with their addiction, and we got to watch for drug seekers and all that. And, you know, I even as a medical student, you know, I brought this up to some of the students, and I'm like, you know, why are people, what do they feel? Why is there the attraction? And, you know, of course, some of my friends were like, well, it's easy. Okay, well, this does this, this does this, this does this. I'm like, wow. You know, I'm like, but you know what? That knowledge would really, you know, help us kind of make some heads or tails, but there's nobody, you know, we're not going to sit there and try it, obviously. And then we worked a Grateful Dead concert. Oh, what a great experience that was. Jerry Garcia, I think that was one of his last performances. I don't know, but we were medical students, so we were working that and helping medical personnel with people who overdosed, etc. And you saw the twirler. It was like a scene from Woodstock. It was amazing. You know, but you saw people doing drugs, unfortunately going through the agitation and going through the overdosing, and it was pretty scary, you know, what you saw. But, you know, again, I just didn't comprehend what was going on. And my only experience that I had that made me understand what the addiction potential could be is, you know, when I was in labor, and I was in my fifth day of labor with my kid, Stone. And I was now having the contractions so unbearable, but I was still too early to get an epidural. They gave me a shot of Demerol. And that IV shot of Demerol was, I mean, mind-blowing. Now, I don't know if the euphoria came because I was in so much pain, and it gave me a brief few seconds of no pain, or was it the euphoria of the drug? But, and I've told you guys about this. I liken it to, if you ever saw one of the Look Who's Talking movie where, you know, it's all psychedelic, and Bruce Willis is like, ah, you know, as the baby's in the womb. You know, it was a very similar feeling to that. And that's when I learned that you can't just sit there and tell people, oh, don't do drugs. You need to understand what the attraction is and realize that the euphoria is so great. You know, it's like telling people don't have sex. You know, I yell at the kids all the time, no sex, okay? And my kid's like, Mom, honestly, look, all we're doing is watching TV. I'm like, no, just, you know, none of you guys are having sex till you're married. You know, I don't even want you to think, I know you're in high school, I don't want you to even be talking about sex, don't think about that. You know, how do you tell, you know, a group of individuals, okay, whose hormones are going crazy, okay, to, you know, no sex? Does that ever work? It doesn't work. You know, we're telling teenagers and we're telling, you know, people all the time to use, you know, protection and to, you know, control their urges. And no, people are having sex all the time. You know, recreationally. Okay, and, you know, look, fine, let them be happy, etc. Why? Because of the euphoria with it. So, when it comes to drugs, you know, and so this, you know, this spice, you know, my sitting here, all right, you know, in a radio studio in Las Vegas, Nevada, okay, the Dr. Dahlia Studios, they're beautiful, actually. Dr. Dahlia Studios are gorgeous. There's a lot of glitter around, too. Sequins and stuff, and a disco ball. We got a disco ball here. You know, for me to sit here and go, guys, don't use spice. Okay, that doesn't help. Unless you understand why there's that euphoria and what, you know, will we have a legal drug that we could give people as an alternative? Maybe that's the answer. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Your life and stay your moment. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Still not on the Pokemon Go because there's an issue where it wants to have access to my email. So I'm not sure I guess I'm not playing it. I don't know. I mean, my emails, I mean, I guess I could let the Pokemon look at it. I don't know why they're so interested in my emails. Maybe they're just trying to take over the world.
To be honest, that's why I don't have it. I would play it. I've got plenty of people here that play. I could fight Pokemon against Pokemon here. It'd be something to do in the studio, but I'm not giving up my password for all my Google stuff. Sorry.
What about an empty? What about an empty email? Why don't you make an email like thomasthebestproducer.com?
You need to register it to a phone number. Anytime you start a Gmail or another email. So, I mean, you could go make an email to go make an email so you can have a Gmail respond to that email account. But honestly, that just sounds like more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah. And again, the game is stupid, you know? I mean, all right. So anyway, we're now like 49 minutes into the hour, and I still haven't been able to log on to Pokemon Go, so I don't know. Oh, well. All right. So years ago, they were talking about the public option, and I predicted, as well as many of you, that it was never gone and that it was going to come back a thousandfold, because in response to Congress saying hell no to the public option, they came up with the Affordable Health Care Act, I believe, in a weekend. And it was written very quickly, it was written very haphazardly, and it was designed to fail. And here we are in 2016, how many years later, 7, 8 years later, we are now dealing with the issue of the public option again. President Obama said on Monday, called on Congress to revisit the controversial idea of providing a government-run insurance plan as part of the offerings under the Affordable Care Act. This public option, all right, was a government-run healthcare system very similar to Medicaid. Now, I can't say that with 100% accuracy because it wasn't designed yet. This was a thought. This was an idea. But it was going to be government run. And the government run medical systems and insurance and insurance companies that we know of is Medicare, Medicaid, and the VA system. And so I think those are three pieces of evidence, right, that proves the public option is probably not going to be a wonderful choice. In a special communication article published Monday on the website of JAMA, the American Medical Association's top journal, the president says a lack of competition among insurance plan offerings in some regions may warrant a new look. Now, based on experience with the ACA, I think Congress should revisit a public plan to compete alongside private insurers in areas of the country where competition is limited, according to Obama. The president calls on Congress to take more steps to rein in the cost of prescription drugs and make government assistance more generous for those who still cannot afford health coverage. He urges the 19 states that have not expanded the Medicaid program under the health law to do so. The public option, obviously a huge point of controversy. It was included in the version of the health law passed by the House of Representatives and had support from most Democrats in the Senate before it was dropped. Many liberals hoped that having the government provide insurance alongside private insurance companies would be a step towards a fully government-run system. Now, Hillary Clinton in February endorsed the idea of including a public option. Remember, Hillary Clinton was just endorsed by Bernie Sanders, a very long, reluctant endorsement, but he did finally endorse him. By the way, there's there's a meme out there where Bernie Sanders is hugging Hillary, and he's holding a file behind her that says, vote for Trump. It's a very cute little picture that's out there, so check that out. Anyway, okay, that's neither here nor there. So she endorsed the idea of including a public option to allow people age 55 or older to purchase Medicare coverage. Now, you see, some of you may be like, wait a second, Dahlia, what's the bad in this? Okay? People 55 or older can get Medicare. We have a government-run option. It's just an additional option. It's not taking anything away. They're not forcing anything. What's so bad? All right. Well, because once you have government competing with private industry, when everything is in favor for the government and on the government side, it can drive private industry out of the market. And we do not want a very untrustworthy entity, and I'm not saying trustworthy in means of crookedness. I'm meaning untrustworthy in that, okay, a very financially stable entity, a very predictable entity. You can't introduce something unpredictable and something very financially unstable into a market, put all the power in their hands, give them all the goodies that they need, and have them compete with other it's not, I believe, the safest thing to do for the economy or for our healthcare system. And again, I have not seen proof that a government-run insurance system is the way to go. You know, we're hearing doctors leaving because of, Medicaid cuts and, their inability to be able to have the array of payers. You know, Medicare and Medicaid, if they pay on the claim, it's actually a very livable payment. Okay, they're not bad payments. And I think many of the payments you hear online are an over-exaggeration of what doctors get. But the big concern we have is many claims don't get paid. I can't tell you how many Medicare claims and Medicaid claims, same code, same address, same electronic billing system, just different patient, one gets paid and one doesn't. So, and because it's almost impossible to get somebody on the phone to go, look, we didn't get paid on these claims. Many of these claims don't get paid. Now, you have some people that are experts in Medicare billing and Medicaid billing, but a lot of us doctors that have been through, quote-unquote, these specialists to be able to make sure we get paid, we've been very, very frustrated. So, a public option coming into play with the games they play on paying the providers or the threats of audits, et cetera, a lot of doctors and medical providers are going to be like, you know what, forget it, leave me out. And so here you are with a possible health insurance plan, but very little access, which is what we're starting to see with Medicaid patients. Okay? I have Medicaid, but the next available appointment is not for 3 months. I can't tell you how many of you have written me over the years saying, I can't get an appointment for months. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why can't you just walk into what about walk-ins? What about, nope. They won't do that anymore. I remember the first few years when I opened practice, I didn't care if you didn't even have insurance. Medicaid pending, we saw you, you were sick, we saw you for free. So we saw so many people for free, and, I didn't mind at the time until, I had staff going, look, I need a raise, or I need you to hire my sister. Okay, she's got two kids. I'm like, okay, well, I got to make sure I'm bringing in money, because I need to make sure I pay the staff. And then the money's not coming in. Then you take a mortgage on your house, and it just starts to fall apart. And I'm not saying we can't go for a public option because we're worried about mortgages of doctors' houses, because nobody gives a heart and doot about that. But I'm very concerned about a government entity being more powerful than the private sector, and it's a government entity that would not, I guess, give you the most advantageous health options. My guess is the public option would be very similar to other government systems where it's mostly generic and availability of fancy tests, and it's, you know, I mean it's good, it's definitely worth discussing, but I really did not want to see this resurface. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.